LeBron, I want to quote you about being on the cover of Sports Illustrated when you were 17. You said recently, quote, "We became big-headed jerks, me in particular." You talked about how the adults around, quote, "smugly watched the self-destruction like excited spectators at a car crash." What do you think is wrong with the way that we treat high school sports stars in America?
They want to see how good someone can be at such a young age. You know, they build you up so much, but at the same time, you know, they're waiting for you to fall so they can say, well, there goes another one. So
if you ran the show of Sports in America, how would you treat kids under 18?
I don't know. That's a great question. You know, I just think if a kid is a phenom or a kid is successful at a young age, I really pray and hope that he has a great supporting cast. We laughed about all those situations because it only made us, it made us stronger, but at the same time it was also showing the fact that Akron was on the map.
You've talked a lot about the way Akron shaped you. So when it comes to that decision in 2010 and it comes to where you go, explain what are the factors here, the heart, the loyalty factors?
Well, my loyalty is to Akron. You know, I'm looking forward to this upcoming season, but I'm looking forward to the summer of 2010 to see what may happen. But no matter what happens in that summer, you know, I'm still here. You know, I got a nice big house here that I'm always coming back to. And, you know, I love this city and I'll always give back to the city, no matter what my profession, if it takes me somewhere else.
How hard a decision do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see once we get here.
All right, before we get to 2010, there's the 2009 season. Your new teammate, Shaquille O'Neal, he said just last week, he said LeBron is just tired of losing. So explain that feeling that you have.
You know, bringing in Shaq, I think with his dominance and his presence and his experience, he can help me play into late June. Because that's the only reason I train. It doesn't matter who's on my team. I hope everybody has that same mentality that, hey, you know, we start in October and we don't end till June here. And if you're not ready to go for that long, then you're in the wrong place.
So you guys got Shaq. Orlando got Vince Carter. Boston has a healthy Kevin Garnett coming back. Why are you guys the favorite to come out of the East?
Why are we?
Do you think you are?
We're one of the best teams in the league. There's no favorite. The favorite is the L.A. Lakers. The league. No favorites coming out of here, coming out of here. It goes through Los Angeles right now.
And you said when we were all here in Akron last week that if you could play Kobe 82 games a year.
Oh, absolutely.
You would.
I'd just be the competitor I am. But I feel like, you know, Kobe is one of those ultimate competitors. And, you know, if I could, I'd play against him every day.
Outside of basketball, you're doing a couple of projects with President Obama. You were pretty apolitical before last year. What is it about President Obama that affected you?
I just thought he was very cool. Every time I watched him, you know, he just felt like he was always under control. You know, he got me. He seems like a great leader. So I got involved in it.